Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
On today's show, we'll wrap up our conversation with author and pastor Dion Thomas from King Sanctuary in Kingston, Jamaica. Yeah, man. We've been discussing his devotional workbook titled 21 Days to Sexual Purity, a biblical devotional for overcoming sexual temptations. Now, today's show is on the importance of prayer. And you've heard me say many, many times that when you read God's word, you're listening to his voice, and prayer is an extension of that time. You know, I was once asked during one of my workshops, "Hey, Dustin, if you just had one thing, just one thing that contributed to staying sexually sober, what would that be?" And my answer was, and it still is pretty immediate, it's prayer. I mean, God changes you from the inside out when you spend time with him by reading his word over and over from cover to cover. On today's episode of God, Sex, and You, we'll discuss three things. Number one, the importance of prayer. And number two, how do we pray not to fall into temptation? And number three, prayer techniques for those of us who struggle with prayer. Today's show is titled, God Doesn't Blush. Let's talk about the importance of prayer. We've talked about confession. We've talked about fleeing and running. In our day and age, unfortunately, the church, we just don't spend a whole lot of time in prayer. But Jesus himself, he says, in the Lord's Prayer, watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. And we've talked a lot about temptation. How can we apply this to purity?
Yeah, man. Prayer is basically the only way you receive power from God to live God's word. We feed on God's word to know what God is saying, to understand, have the mind of God in us. But prayer is what releases the power of the Holy Spirit in our life to live what God is saying. So it's not enough for you to just read the Word of God. The Word of God says in Colossians 4 verse 2, you know, devote yourself to prayer. I love the passage that you used just now. You know, watch and pray so that you do not fall into temptation. And that same night that Jesus had said that, it was the same night that Peter had said, I will never leave you. I'm going to be here and I'm going to stand. And he had strong willpower and he had the intention to just honor God. But Peter was not praying. Peter's whole fall occurred because he fell asleep. He didn't pray. He wanted to honor God, but he just never spent any time praying. And Jesus gave a particular truth there. Watch, be alert, and be prayerful so that you do not fall. You know, our prayer life has a lot to play in our ability to stand. When Paul speaks in Ephesians 6, coming down, and he gives the armor, he says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, and pray, you know, to spend time before the Lord. And, you know, that praying really is submitting yourself to God. It's committing yourself to God. It's not getting God to do your business. It's really saying, Lord, I submit to your will. And you know, just, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, it says, let your kingdom come. Seek about the rulership of the living God in our lives so that your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. So the time spent with God praying is an invaluable time. For those who struggle with prayer, there are some little things that can be done. And there are some things that I do to this day to help me and to encourage myself to pray. For those who struggle with prayer, I think, number one, you could start off as you read the Word of God and you come across prayers in God's Word, pray those prayers. You know, some beautiful prayers in Ephesians and Colossians and right through the Word of God. The Psalms, for example, you know, as you read, like, you know, as simple, you know, a short psalm, like, you know, Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God. You can just pray it as you read it. So, Lord, help me to walk. Tell me today not to walk in the counsel of God, Lord, understand the way of the sinners. You might not even understand everything you're reading, but there's a lot that will come to you and a lot that you will understand as you pray. And as you pray the Word of God, that's one way. Another way is to make a list. Just so you want to be honoring the Lord in the area of purity, you can make a list. You know, there tends to be a failure in pornography, or maybe there's a relationship that is in your walk that you should not be in and you need help to get out of it. That's where a friend comes in as well to kind of speak to him to get comfortable. You need to pray about it as well. So you make a list of different things. And then what I do, which I think is, it helps me, is I put on a timer. And the timer might be for me at this moment is 10 minutes. My friend was speaking recently. He said he puts on a timer for 3 minutes. And the list might be 5 things. And he spends 3 minutes praying. He spends 3 minutes praying for one thing. So you might end up praying for 15 to 20 minutes that particular time. Or, you know, if there's a limited time, those putting little things to help you to actually connect with God, to pray, to spend time before God and develop a prayer walk. Because every one of us who, you know, who once were praying powerfully now, they all started as babies. And we have to have a beginning. So don't be discouraged if you feel, I don't know how to pray, I can't pray. You know, you just keep praying. Go to a prayer meeting at church, or again, that's where the community comes in. You know, but that definitely needs to be something that is in a believer's life if he's going to walk before God and have the inner strength to say no to the tempter, to say no to sin. That time praying. I can remember personally my own walk one particular time when I was being tempted to look at pornography. I was 18, a young teenager at the time, and I remember praying, and I kept praying. I ended up praying for 3 hours that particular day.
Wow.
And I learned a lot. I didn't even know I could pray for 3 hours. So the first time, for the only time,
that's awesome.
Kept calling upon the name of the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to honor you. And that taught me a lot. I didn't even know it was 3 hours until I ended. And it taught me so much that I found the desire leaving me. I found myself wanting to spend time with the Lord. And it just was a powerful, like, that happened once, but it was a powerful encouragement in my life that they'll keep connecting with God in prayer. So I say to encourage other people as well. Yeah, man, that time praying. And also you could do is as you have other friends, meet with a friend and just say, let's pray for 30 minutes. You know, probably once a week, you know. You have to find that way. There are people there, you know. And when you find a particular group, whether it's through a cell group, it's through another friend who is a Christian, it could be over the phone, it really can be anywhere. It's just to have that committed time where you can begin to grow, and you want to put something in your life that will help you to grow in that particular area.
Pastor Dion, any other last thoughts or encouraging words here before we go?
Yeah, man, I just want to thank you as well just for having me. It was a pleasure meeting up with you. And, you know, my encouragement as well is just, you know, walking in purity is really the Christian's desire. You know, as we get in the Word of God, as the differences that we said today, as you get in the Word of God, you have that friend who you can be real with. You keep that friend close to you who you can be real with, and you can confess to and help someone to pray for you. You will see that growth, and celebrate improvement in your walk. Celebrate the little victories along the way. The way of godliness is for a Christian, is filled with many failures, but you celebrate those little victories along the way. For one day with Christ, we do find that, hey, I have a testimony, I used to. And we celebrate our journey until we're able to say, yeah, man, that's behind me now. And we encourage somebody else in this walk with God in that particular area, using our failures and using our successes as well to encourage people. Hey, my life is a testament of what Christ can do for the person who is surrendered to him. You know, so I encourage different people in that regard all the while, and I continue to do it. Bless you, and thanks for having me as well. It was a pleasure communicating with you guys.
Wonderful. Pastor Dion, will you pray for those listening right now before we go?
Sure, definitely. Let's pray. Father, we just again thank you for this opportunity, dear God, that you've granted us, dear God, to come together like this as friends, as family, as brothers and sisters in Christ, dear God, where we can, you know, spend courage and strengthened in your word, dear God. We thank you for this wonderful opportunity, dear God, just to be edified and to encourage each other, dear God, in the realm of sexual purity. We just pray, dear God, that you will let your word, dear God, minister to your people, dear God, and indeed strengthen them, dear God. And we just pray, dear God, for victory, Father, in the lives of your people, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you will, in the name of Jesus, dear God, you will put upon the hearts of your people, dear God, a renewed passion for holiness, dear God, a renewed and insatiable desire for your word. Fill us with the Holy Spirit. And Father, give us that love for you again. For Father, the walk does not start with rules, it begins with a relationship. And I pray to God that we'll always put the relationship first, that in everything that we experience, it is the Lord first. And we pray to God that you will always be first. You'll be the supreme one in our hearts and in our lives. That there will be no idols before you, dear God, nothing like that. No sexual idols, no relational idols, but Father, you will be number one in our hearts and in our minds. And we realize when you're not number one, dear God, may we turn from that which is number, may we turn from every form of idolatry and recommit our hearts to you, dear God. So Father, we just thank you again for your great love for us. We thank you, dear God, for your for how you speak to us, dear God, to give us life. You speak to us, dear God, so that we'll move from that which is which will destroy us. We thank you, dear God, for your consistent love, where you express yourself, where you give us your word, dear God, so we can live. And we pray, dear God, that this word will hide it in our hearts, dear God, so that your name will be consistently glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Are you celebrating those little victories as you walk in purity? Things that you might not find as significant. You know, like praying for help when tempted instead of yielding to that temptation. Or maybe it's reaching out to your purity partner via text and just asking for prayer. You know, those things may seem insignificant, but let me tell you, friend, they're not. I mean, think about it. You're implementing godly disciplines instead of doing the same old thing that you've always done. The Apostle Paul says it this way in Ephesians chapter 4. He says, with the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness, and they wander far from the life God has given them because they've closed their minds and they've hardened their hearts against Him. They've got no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you've heard about Jesus and you've learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Did you know that the average born-again Christian spends more time in one evening watching television or surfing the internet or playing video games than an entire week reading the Bible? What's my point? Well, I guess just a little common sense and observation. And believe me, friend, I've been where you are, if that's you. You'll never truly be righteous, and you'll never be holy, and you'll never be pure watching hours upon hours of Dancing with the Stars, you know? Well, tomorrow we begin a brand new series with my friend and colleague, Joe Dallas. Joe is an author, speaker, ordained pastoral counselor, and overall great guy. He helps people reclaim godly sexuality, and he has an amazing story I just can't wait for you to hear. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. Well, starting in March, I'm going to be hosting several online weekly groups for porn and sex addiction. I'm going to be teaching out of my new book, The Sex Spiral, Forgiven and Free from Pornography. So I would invite you to visit my website at dustindaniels.org to learn more. There is limited seating, so I would encourage you to jump on there, get signed up. And by the way, this is a great way to ask me personal questions and remain completely anonymous at the same time. And lastly, do you have a question or comment about today's episode? Well, if you do, you can join the conversation. Once again, jump on dustindaniels.org. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. And also, would love for you to rate the show. You can share this episode with a friend, pastor, maybe your priest or your minister as well. If it has touched your heart, if God laid something on your heart, go ahead and share it with somebody. Jesus said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, or they're going to see God. Amen and amen. Walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.